This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. And I'm actually driving home today because Dustin got off from his classes early. So he picked up Aiden. And so we're good. Oh, yeah. So there's talking now. Hold on. Okay. All right. There we go. So there's that. Now then, we are having small groups at our house tonight, and apparently my beloved needs some things from the store, so I am going to have to stop at the Walmart. So I will do that. And I'll just have to seam the pieces together here. So anyways, all is well. I had mentioned that I was back on track with the writing, but last week, everything was going good, but last week my granddaughter was in a play, and so that was at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and we went out, then went to get them, got some supper, we came home. Anyways, lost 2 or 3 hours there, so I didn't quite get my 10,000 words, but that's okay because I'm ahead, yada, yada, yada. So right now I'm on track this week. We'll see how this goes over the weekend. I don't think I have any interruptions, so it should be fine. Should be okay. So we'll see how the writing goes. Costumes are fine at this point. I've got the classic movie days roughed in. I have just a few little things to do on that. Get that finished up. I don't have the bit yet, but I figured the bit will show up when it needs to show up. I did have a little moving and shaking this week on costumes because I had planned to do Bugs Bunny Day this weekend. But the problem is it's supposed to rain tomorrow. It was supposed to rain hard tomorrow. And now, the last time I checked, it was down to like a 5% chance of rain. And so I was like, do I risk it? Because Bugs Bunny is a paper costume, and that's not good. Can't do that one in the rain. And so, but this year I wasn't doing Talk Like Shakespeare because of the way the days fell. And so I thought, I'll just pull in Talk Like Shakespeare Day, and even though it's past, because it's actually like, the 23rd, so it was yesterday, and so it'll be a couple of days off, but who's counting? So I've got that prepped and ready to go, but now it looks like on Saturday it's going to be sunny. And I get a big kick out of the Bugs Bunny costume, so I may just pull that out and do that. I've got one small repair to do on that costume, but I may pull that out and do that on Saturday because of the way the days have fallen. Last year it was perfect because Bugs Bunny Day was on the 30th, Talk Like Shakespeare was on the 23rd, so it was just Friday. But now, of course, the days have shifted a little bit. Anyway, so that's good. So costumes are good. Work is good. Had all the conversations with the powers that be. And we are going with the original plan of me going to halftime in July. So that seems to all be worked out. I still am on a month-to-month type situation. So, any month could come along and I could tell them, I think I'm done. Or they could tell me, we're done. So, but that's the way it's been for 27 years. So I'm not really too concerned about all of that. And last couple of days, we've had just grimy stuff come up that's way down in the weeds on some of the systems. And we have just been grinding away trying to figure out what in the world is going on and how do we fix this, and just weird stuff where we put in some records and some of the records get wiped out the next day and then they get magically recreated the next day, and I was like, what is going on? So We got more work to do on some of those things, but Monday is another week, and we'll just get started on it and try to figure out what's going on. So all is well. All is well. This week, and if I get through the rest of this, I might just finish this up in the Walmart parking lot, and we'll just call this good. This week, apparently the White House, if you go to COVID.gov now, COVID.gov, that used to be about, you should get a shot, you know. It used to be all about that stuff of how, you know, it was kind of the standard line. It got swapped out this week for something that was the House Committee's, it was the House Committee's report. There's a subcommittee report on COVID after all their analysis and stuff. And this report came out from the sub, and you can download it. You can download it. I don't know. If you go out to COVID.gov, there is a download link there, and I downloaded that to get back to the source, and it's 577 pages, so there's a lot of information there, but what's on COVID.gov has been summarized, and it's like right down the line of everything that people have been saying that was supposedly just conspiracy theories. It's right down the line, like, look, we did the investigation and here's our results. Now, there's plenty of liberal media outlets that are saying, oh, they replaced it all with misinformation on there, and this is just Trump trying to blah, 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 you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the subcommittee made its report, and apparently the White House thought enough of it that they just decided they were going to replace everything that's on COVID.gov with boom. And you bring it up and like prominently right at the top is lab leak. So right at the top, they talk about the origin of the COVID virus. And they talk about the proximal origin of SARS-CoV-2 publication. And what they say about it is, which was used repeatedly by health officials and the media to discredit the lab leak theory, was prompted by Dr. Fauci to push the preferred narrative that COVID-19 originated naturally. And they said, here's the things that we have noted that make that seem impossible. So one, the virus possesses a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. Two, data shows that all COVID-19 cases stem from a single introduction into humans. This runs contrary to the previous pandemics where there were multiple spillover events. Three, Wuhan is the home to China's foremost research lab. It's like 7 miles from the web, or from the wet market where, you know, the naturalists say that it came from. Four, Wuhan Institute of Virology researchers were sick with COVID-like symptoms in the fall of 2019, months before COVID-19 was discovered at the wet mark. Five, by nearly all measures of science, if there was evidence of natural origin, it would have surfaced already, but hasn't. So there you go. Gain of function research. A lab-related incident involving gain-of-function research is the most likely origin for the COVID-19 virus. Current government mechanisms for overseeing this dangerous gain-of-function research are incomplete, severely convoluted, and lack global applicability. There you go. Eco Health Alliance, Inc. Eco Health, under the leadership of Peter Daszak, used taxpayer funds to facilitate dangerous gain-of-function research. In research in Wuhan, China. After the Senate subcommittee released evidence of EcoHealth violating the terms of the National Institutes of Health grant, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services commenced official debarment proceedings that suspended all funding to EcoHouse. New evidence shows that the Department of Justice has opened an investigation into EcoHouse pandemic era activities. I mean, it just keeps going down there, and it's like right down the line. For all the stuff that the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists have been saying, you know, for months and months and months and months. NIH failures. NIH procedures for funding and overseeing potentially dangerous research are deficient, unreliable, and pose a serious health threat to both public and national security, public health and national security. Further, the NIH fostered an environment that promoted evading federal record-keeping laws, as seen through the actions of Dr. David Morenz and the FOIA lady Marge Moore. HHS obstruction. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. HHS obstruction. The Biden administration's HHS engaged in multi-year campaign of delay, confusion, and non-responsiveness in an attempt to hide, in an attempt to obstruct the select subcommittee's investigation and hide evidence that could incriminate or embarrass public health officials. It appears that the HHS even intentionally under-resourced its component that responds to legislative oversight recourse. EcoHealth obstruction. EcoHealth President Peter Daszak obstructed the Senate subcommittee's investigation by providing publicly available information, instructing his staff to reduce the scope and pace of productions, and doctoring documents before releasing them to the public. Further, Dr. Daszak provided false statements to Congress. Okay, go on, just keep naming people. New York obstruction. New York's executive chamber, presently led by Governor Kathy Hochul, redacted documents, offered numerous illegitimate privilege claims, and withheld thousands of documents without apparent legal basis to obstruct the Senate subcommittee's investigation into former Governor Cuomo's pandemic failures. Oh, yeah, see, this is... Social distancing, the 6 feet apart social distancing recommendation would shut down schools and small businesses across the country. It was arbitrary and not based on science. During closed door testimony, Dr. Fauci testified that the guidance sort of just appeared. Just appeared. We thought of mask mandates. There is no conclusive evidence that masks effectively protected Americans from COVID-19. Public health officials flip-flopped on the efficacy of masks without providing American scientific data, causing a massive uptick in public distrust. Lockdowns. Prolonged lockdowns caused immeasurable harm not only to the American economy, but also to the mental and physical health of Americans, particularly with negative effects on younger citizens. Rather than prioritizing the protection of the most vulnerable populations, Fed and state government policies forced millions of Americans to forego crucial elements of healthy and financially sound life. Oh, and then they go into the New York pandemic failures, like forcing COVID-19 patients to go back into nursing homes. They're saying that's medical malpractice. COVID-19 misinformation. Public health officials often misled the American people through conflicting messages, knee-jerk reactions, and a lack of transparency. Most egregiously, the federal government demonized alternative treatments and favored narratives such as the lab and disfavored narratives such as the lab leak theory in a shameful effort to coerce and control the American people's health decisions. When those efforts failed, the Biden administration resorted to outright censorship, coercing, and colluding with the world's largest social media companies to censor all COVID-related dissent. So there you go. Wow. Yeah. So all those conspiracy theories that weren't really conspiracy theories because they were true. Of course, now people are going to say that's all just misinformation and the Senate subcommittee was just out to prove all these things that weren't true and blah, 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 because that's where we are in life right now, which, you know, is kind of a shame. But it is what it is. I have not made it home. I've got to Walmart. I need to go in and do some shopping for my beloved, and then I need to get home. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Happy post-Easter weekend. I love Easter. We had such good Easter services. It was good. It was good.